Please vote to signify their presence.
Roll shows 11 members present this morning. Senators Lincoln and Mackey are excused from the call of the Senate today.
We have a quorum to do business. With that, would members please rise for the invocation by the Reverend Larry Olson of the Eagle Wings Community Church?
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come before you today as people with much on our minds. The men and women who serve in this Senate have so many words and numbers and causes and obligations presented to them each day, it must be overwhelming. I pray for them the ability to sift through it all so they can arrive at decisions that history will prove were just and wise. Lord, it is a privilege to live in the state of Alaska. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to love this land and all that is in it. We pray for those people and those causes we name silently now. In your name we ask these things. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Taylor, would you excuse Senator Pierce as she is ill today?
I move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. President. Senator Drew Pierce be excused today. She is ill and will not be able to attend.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, Senator Pierce has been excused. That brings us down to certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 66th legislative day with the following correction. Page 787, under Senate Bill 146, correct the sponsor to read by the Health, Education, Social Services Committee in the title delete and to compulsory attendance in public schools. And I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 67th legislative day.
Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals, as corrected by the Senate Secretary, be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, we in both galleries, we have students that's going to compete in the math competition, and it's sponsored by the National Society of Professional Engineers. This contest includes 7th and 8th graders. 4 students from each school are picked to compete in state competitions. There are 4 regional chapters, competitors from Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, plus a remote community which comes from my district of Stebbins. This competition starts tomorrow at the university at 9 a.m. And the top 4 winners will compete in Washington, D.C. in May in the regionals. And basically, the Senate would wish you all good luck on this tomorrow. And I would like to start introducing the students. I will start first from rural Alaska, from Stebbins. If you'll stand up, please, and remain standing, and we'll clap when I've introduced the whole list here. Would Connie Ackerman stand? Greg Gray, Kellen Katchen, William Deshawn, and the coach that is with him is David West. Going with Southwood Park Academy, which is a home school group, Carla Essenberger, Luke Nielsen, Justin Nordine, Jonathan Walton, and the coach there is Jula Essenberger, and coming from the Anchorage, from the Mears Junior High School, is Daniel Hankred, Kenneth Overstreet, Ian Wheels, my son Bart Adams, and their coach is Debbie Cannon. The Gruning Middle School is Kelsey Davidson, Chris Ebby, Ryan Rampton, Sally Rose Anderson, and their coach is Nancy Morse. In Central Middle School, we have Bruin Watchjork, and their coordinator is Arnold Harden. And please help me welcome the students that's going to compete tomorrow.
Senator Sharp.
Thank you. I just may make a comment, and possibly Senator Kotzebue and I could work on seeing if we could get some advice from these mathematicians.
Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, also with the group, a good friend of mine from the Sand Lake area of Anchorage, which used to be in my district, is Paige Walton, who is here accompanying her son. And I don't know, she may be a coach, but a chaperone to the group, and I'd like to welcome her. She's in the Miller's Gallery.
Senator Ward.
Thank you very much. I have four guests to introduce, Mr. President, and I thank you for this time. These four gentlemen are down here for the Alaska Native Commission overview for the Subcommittee on Corrections will be held at 1 o'clock today, and I'd like to introduce in the Miller Gallery Mr. Ron Dolcek in the Senator Miller's Gallery, and also in the Ziegler Gallery we have four gentlemen. We have Mr. Brian Stanley, Mr. Doug Modick, Mr. Walter Austin, and Dr. Howard Luke. If we could please welcome them here. Senator, welcome.
President, it's with great pleasure that I introduce a constituent of yours and a friend of mine, and not only is she a constituent but also, and a friend, she's also a guest page today, and if Michelle will stand, I'll just talk a little bit about this outstanding young lady. Michelle is a sophomore at North Pole High School. She is a 4.0 student. She's on the yearbook staff and has participated in the mock trial competitions in the state. She placed third in her division at the State Science Symposium competition. Next week, she'll be representing North Pole High at the State Drama, Debate, and Forensic Competition. And she wants to be a lawyer, and your job, she wants to be a politician. So would you please welcome Michelle Jenkins to the Senate?
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's also a guest page here today from Juneau. I'd like to have the opportunity to introduce him and ask him to stand. With us today as a guest page is Nate Soboloff. He does live here in Juneau. He's a senior at Juneau Douglas High School and will be going this fall to either the Maine Maritime Academy or Massachusetts Maritime Academy. He's been accepted to both of them. Welcome, Nate.
Further guests. Brings us down to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
This is dated March 18th. The House has passed Senate Bill Number 10, an act naming Mountain View Road and Gus Davis, and it is returned and has been referred for enrolling. Message dated March 20th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 by the House Rules Committee, authorizing a recess by the Senate and the House of Representatives for a period of more than 3 days.
Senator Taylor.
I move to ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 be taken up at this time.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 by the House Rules Committee, authorizing a recess by the Senate and the House of Representatives for a period of more than 3 days, and I have no amendment.
Is there debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the body, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 0 nays, House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 has passed the Senate.
House Bill Number 65 amended by Representatives Cott, Corrin, Ogun, Green, Cowdery, and Kelly, an act relating to partial birth abortions.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
Those are all the House messages this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us down to communications.
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill 34, giving notice of and approving a lease purchase agreement with the City of Saldaltna. Recommends it be replaced with the Transportation Committee substitute. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Ward Chair, Senators Wilkin and Green, Senator Halford signed, do not pass. Zero and fiscal won't attach. Senate Bill 34 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 35, Management of Parks and Recreational Areas, recommends a Finance Committee substitute. Signing do pass. Senators Sharp and Pierce co-chair. Signing no recommendation. Senators Phillips, Parnell, Donnelly, and Torgerson, zero and fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 35 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 64 relating to Shoyuck State Park and recommends it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute. Senator Sharp co-chair. Signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Pierce co-chair. Signed amend. Senator Torgerson signed do pass. Senators Phillips, Parnell, Donnelly, and Adams signed no recommendation. Fiscal and zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 64 has no further referral.
Rules.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 87 relating to regulation of architects, engineers, and land surveyors and extending the termination date of that board. Recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senator Green chair. Signed, no recommendation. Senators Duncan, Mackey, and Ward. Fiscal and attached. Senate Bill 87 has no further referral.
That has picked up a fiscal note, so at this time I'm giving a Finance Committee referral.
Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Bill number 69, designating flunitrazepam as a Schedule 4A controlled substance. Signed due pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Pierce, Parnell, and Ellis. Previous zero House fiscal notes. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 69 has no further referral.
Rule.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 9 by Senator Green by request declaring June 1 through 7, 1997 to be Alaska Garden Week.
State affairs.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 147 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act relating to a retirement benefit for the surviving widow or widower or surviving divorced spouse of a governor or lieutenant governor of the state and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill number 148 by Senator Torgerson, an act relating to libraries.
Yes, and Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
Brings it down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Sharp? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a gentleman that is unique in many ways. He's a constituent of mine. He has represented Fairbanks for many, many years, a grand senior citizen who is so active, he makes a lot of us younger people feel terribly inadequate. He's the only university president after they retired to stay in the state of Alaska and continue making contributions. I'd like to introduce the Miller Gallery, Dr. William Ransom.
Further guests for introduction. Brings us back down to the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 115 by Senator Mackey, an act repealing certain requirements relating to posting and reporting of prices paid for salmon. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signed to pass, Senator Lehman Chair, Senators Mackey, Miller, and Kelly. Rules recommends calendar, signed to calendar, and due pass, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senator Lehman. Signed for placement in the calendar, Senator Taylor, and I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor?
I ask unanimous consent. Senate Bill 115 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 115, an act repealing certain requirements relating to posting and reporting of prices paid for salmon.
Is there a debate? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, what this bill does is repeal was placed in law a few years ago when the senator from Peter Bay was here. I believe he introduced the legislation regarding posting of prices and the listing of prices on fish tickets. What originally was a good idea and meant to help Alaska's fishermen has turned out to be basically unworkable, and presently processors and fishermen are both concluding that the best thing to do would be to repeal it. One of the concerns has been that often in the beginning part of the season, processors don't know what the price will be, and so they post a very low price, and if somehow that low price that's either posted or listed on the ticket becomes a contractual obligation, then it's conceivable that fishermen could actually get paid a lesser price. So taking this out of statute will help clarify a few things, and I believe it's a step that makes some sense. So I urge members to support it.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall Senate Bill 115 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Bill 115 has passed the Senate. The next item on today's calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution number 15 by the Senate Transportation Committee relating to reauthorization of the Federal Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act of 91. Finance Committee considered the resolution, recommends a Finance Committee substitute, signed due pass, Senator Sharp and Pierce, co-chair, Senators Phillips and Parnell. Signed no recommendation, Senator Adams. Rules recommends calendar, signed to calendar and due pass, Senator Kelly, chair. Signed for placement in the calendar, Senators Taylor and Lehman. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Sharp.
Mr. President, I move CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 15, Finance.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee substitute has been adopted.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 15, Finance, by the Finance Committee, and I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute Senate Joint Resolution Number 15 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 15 Finance relating to reauthorization of the Federal Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act of 1991.
Is there debate? Senator Taylor.
Just briefly, I support the concept and believe that we should continue as we are through this this format, asking the federal government to continue the ICE-T process. However, I have concerns and significant reservations about the manner in which that process is currently working in our state and the degree to which politics has played its role. I think it's unfortunate because prior to the initiation of this program on the federal level, most of the decisions that were made as concerns the development and maintenance of our highway and transportation systems in this state involved an interaction between the executive branch through the Department of Transportation and the communities involved working in concert with this legislative body. Unfortunately, the legislature has basically been removed from the process other than the actual appropriation and authorization of funds based upon a program called the STIP, over which the legislature has almost no control. And as a consequence of that, we see ever more emphasis being placed upon executive decisions that are being carried out through the Department of Transportation with no true input from the real policymakers of the state, and that's the legislature. And as a consequence, we find emphasis being placed on certain items that such as additional and new improvements or enhancements to existing roadways, whether it be pull-offs or parkways or bike paths, with absolutely no concern being given to the necessities of maintenance of those roads within this state. And as a consequence, our maintenance budget has suffered significantly, and we are enhancing and building additional projects for which there is no maintenance formula in the future in the maintaining of those additional bike paths and other projects through the federal relationship with this state. And I just think it's time that, true, we need to make certain that the federal relationship continues because it provides the vast majority of the funding for our highway and transportation systems in the state. My only caution to the legislature is that we need to play a greater role in that process than we have in the past, and I hope the Finance Committee and others will be looking for ways whereby the true policymakers of Alaska will have an opportunity to set policy on the expenditure of these funds.
Further debate. Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to call the members' attention to page 3, line 19, that further resolve there. That resolve asks that Congress eliminate the current requirement for a major investment study as part of their reauthorization of this program of the federal government. That's, I think, a very, very important provision of this resolution. Cities all across America have been trying to deal with this new federal mandate that there be a major investment study anytime they build a road or a new transportation corridor in their communities. Information I've received from DOT and from the city of Anchorage is that in the years that this new requirement has been in place for these major investment studies, there's only been two or three actually completed in the entire United States. So communities all over America are stymied and prevented from dealing with congestion and major traffic problems and transportation difficulties inside cities. And while programs could continue outside of cities, inside cities where these major investment study requirements are, it's almost impossible to comply with this requirement. This is one of the reasons that my community, Anchorage, is so far behind in road construction and transportation projects, Mr. President. We have not been able to complete a major investment study since the existing law went into place, and as such, we haven't been able to deal with some of the very serious problems we have with east-west transportation corridors in Anchorage. We're continuing to move ahead with some of the easier things that were studied before this, but to deal with the problems, and specifically problems like Lake Otis and Tudor intersection in Anchorage, we can't do it without a major investment study, and almost nobody in America will be able to figure out what you got to do to satisfy this major investment study requirement. So we're very much hoping that Congress will eliminate this mandate, and there's many other states joining in this effort to eliminate this particular mandate in this program when it's reauthorized. And I'm really glad the bodies chose to include this in this resolution.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall the Senate pass committee substitutes for Senate Joint Resolution Number 15? Finance members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 15, Finance, has passed the Senate. Next item on today's calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 22 by Senators Kelly, Phillips, Lehman, Wilkin, Miller, Taylor, Mackey, inviting the United States Department of Defense to select Alaska as a site to base and train military troops. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution, signed to pass, Senator Green Chair. Senators Duncan, Mackey, and Ward. Rules recommends calendar, signed to calendar, and due pass. Senator Kelly, Chair. Senator Lehman, signed to calendar. Senator Taylor, I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
Moving as unanimous consent, Senate Joint Resolution 22 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 22, inviting the United States Department of Defense to select Alaska as a site to base and train military troops.
Is there debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the body, shall Senate Joint Resolution Number 22 pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Joint Resolution Number 22 has passed the Senate. Next item on today's calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 by Senators Lehman, Pierce, and Phillips relating to 31st Annual Boys State. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution, signed to pass, Senator Green Chair, Senators Duncan, Mackey, and Ward. Rules recommends calendar, signed to calendar, and due pass, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senator Lehman, signed for placement in the calendar, Senator Taylor. I have no amendments.
Is there debate? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, these are resolutions, this one and the next one, that I believe we see every year, but I just wanted to say that I applaud the American Legion for Boys State and the American Legion Auxiliary for Girls State. These are outstanding programs. I've had the opportunity to speak to these groups and help these students, and perhaps other members of the legislature have also. I will also point out, although reluctantly, in some ways when I see the number of years here on the number of, this number is 31st Boys State will be this June. I attended the first Alaska Boys State, and I believe that Senator Phillips attended the second or third, and Senator Ellis also was a participant in Boys State. And we did some checking to see how many others in the legislature were, and I don't have that list or if there are any others. But it is a good program, and I applaud it. And I'd encourage the young people who are still in the gallery to think about this, because not only can you do well in math, but maybe especially for our guest Paige here today, who may want to take your seat, Mr. President, Girl State may be a good training program for her. So I commend these resolutions to the body.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the Senate is Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 has passed the Senate. Next item on today's calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8 by Senators Lehman, Pierce, and Phillips relating to the 29th Annual Girls' Day. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution, signed to pass, Senator Green Chair, Senators Duncan, Mackey, and Ward. Rules recommends for placement in the calendar, signed to calendar, and due pass, Senator Kelly Chair, Senator Lehman, signed for placement in the calendar, Senator Taylor. I have no amendments.
Senator Kelly, were you seeking the floor? Were you seeking the floor? Is there a debate? The question before the body, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8 has passed the Senate. Senator Kelly? Senate will stand at ease. Back to order. Senator Taylor?
Yes. As a special order of business, I move and ask unanimous consent at this time that Senator Halford be shown and reflected on the journal by the Senate Secretary as excused today. A family emergency came up after we met on Wednesday, and so he didn't have the opportunity to make that motion. It's a bit extraordinary, but His mother, again, is in difficult condition down in the state of Florida, and that's where he is today. I wanted the journal to reflect that.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. That brings us down to the citations, I believe.
Honoring Richard L. Anderson, honoring Arthur Lamparella, honoring Gary Gard, recognizing the Resolving Conflict Creativity Program, in memoriam Earl Manton.
Senator Taylor?
I'd move and ask unanimous consent. The citations on today's calendar be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Sharp.
I would like permission of the body to waive Senate Bill 100 out of finance. It was a zero fiscal note. It had a hearing in Hess. The bill is titled An Act Relating to Grant Authority for Services for Developmentally Delayed or Disabled Children and Their Families. It establishes the authority for grants as required by federal statute.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 100 has been waived from the Finance Committee. Further unfinished business. Brings us to announcements. Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, the following subcommittees on finance will be meeting tomorrow, all of them in the Belts Room. Administration Subcommittee, 9 a.m. Saturday. Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, 1 p.m. Saturday. And Community Regional Affairs tomorrow at 2 p.m. All these meetings will be held in the Belts Room. It's a public release of draft copies of the budget.
Further announcements. Special order. Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until Monday, March 24 at 11 a.m.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, we're adjourned until Monday at 11 o'clock.